From Me to We, a Dolphin Message. This is a highly auspicious time for transformation and creation. You have two choices now with all situations. You can choose confusion, or you can choose to be inspired. Which do you choose? This is a time of sharing powers, of transforming each other, of giving help to each other, and continuously sharing the support that is available. In truth, it is time for you to put the vibration and well-being of you first. It is time to love yourself so much that your vibration each day becomes your primary focus. Ask yourself honestly, where is my vibration? Am I in my heart today? Am I in touch with solution energy for any challenges that might reveal themselves? Do I feel empowered to create something special today? Do I know for sure that I can balance the energy in my body to find center and then attune to my natural gifts? You see, when you raise your vibration through intention and self-nurturing, it becomes so much easier to claim your magical and powerful gifts. When you feel love of self and love of life, you can know that you are in your heart by choice. It is then possible to connect that magical heart energy to your third eye, or pineal gland. At this point, you are centered and running balanced energy, and you can make conscious contact with your soul or higher self. We suggest you ground yourself first and enter your heart. Now connect the prana upwards to the third eye and open up your crown chakra to connect to the sun, or that which you perceive to be source energy. Open to really feel and hear your guides now, and know that you can receive their communications and answers to any questions that you might have. If you ask from this place, you will always receive answers, and loving support will come your way. Also know you are supported in reaching and sustaining this vibration. It is perhaps the most important thing you can do for yourself at this time. It is vital for our collective evolution that we love ourselves enough each day that we become connected to spirit and to the higher realms. Okay, I'll repeat that sentence. It is vital for our collective evolution that we love ourselves enough each day, that we become connected to spirit and the higher realms. When we do this, we can receive healing and wisdom and inspiration every day. It is time for everyone to claim their divine gifts and truly feel the evolutionary energies that evolve within you. From this place, we are no longer confused about where to go or what to do next. Solution energy is flowing through us, and we become inspired and guided. So our message so far today has been Self-Care 101, to help you reach the vibration we speak of, where you can move to the next level. There is service to self in any moment, and there is service to the group or the collective as well. Both are important, and both make up the circle of life. But many of you have only connected thus far with service to self. It is time to really use this vibration as a powerful foundation that paves the way to the circle of life. With each person empowered and enlightened, it is the most natural thing in the world to expand your consciousness to think about everyone else in your world. We are all connecting through vibration and the path of me. We lovingly suggest that you allow the me to quite naturally lead you to the path of we. In choosing the vibration of we, you will find yourself in service to the greater good and to the collective consciousness. The most important thing I can share with you right now is to recognize that every single one of you is going through this together. even those that are still unawakened, are shifting too. All of your bodies are shifting together. Everyone is transforming and shifting all of the time, together. I can tell you that no one is hurting each other on purpose at this time. If someone is hurting another, it is because they are out of sync with the energies that are accelerating right now. They are trying to figure out what to do with their power. That is the influence that is felt in everyone's body. No one is outside of this. You see, we are all transforming in connection with each other, and this is important to recognize. Now, look at the power you are shifting into. Look at the energy structures that you carry right now. Look at how hard it is to push things around right now or make things happen. Only when you surrender can you truly manifest well. The old way of hard work or due diligence is gone. Look at the difference inside of your heart. Look at what is going on inside of your body these days. You have increasingly changed, and it is supportive. You are being given power that was previously dormant in your body. I tell you, it is much easier than you think, or than it looks, when you get in touch with this power within you. And it is easier than it looks. Remember, you have so much support right now. I ask you to tune into that support and experience how easy it is to tune into your team. I tell you, this is true transformation in an accelerated fashion that is happening in everyone's body. That is the program that is occurring at this time. We are all transforming this earth together, and no one is outside of the picture. Know that when you make plans to create magnificence, then the vibrational transformation occurs for everyone. Thank the gods for this enlightened support. And notice the shifts in everyone's body. And notice the transformation that you are creating inside of yourself. So let's talk about some of the events that are making this possible. You are in the aftermath of huge and very powerful astronomical events, including powerful eclipses and solar storms, unlike what you have experienced before. These energies I speak of have given your atmosphere a supercharge. The solar rays continue to bring the gift of magnification to whatever you are thinking, believing, and feeling. It is so important to be clear and focused right now. It's time to do some spiritual gardening. Release the old and let the sun shine in. Eclipses are particularly important events. They can mark major turning points beyond which life will never be the same. They can bring unexpected shifts that fast forward our personal evolution. They can assist you in speaking your truth, as truth is always better told openly than kept hidden. Be careful what you say and pay attention to what you hear, as thoughts and words are very powerful in the way they can manifest in your life right now. This is not a good time to issue ultimatums or make decisions we might not be happy to see long-term effects of, as the results could be irreversible. May you emerge strengthened and renewed, clearer and with a deeper understanding of the magnificent beings that you are, and how we can best serve the we at this time of the great change. In this time of change, take note that new people are guided into your life now in a synchronistic way. This is the time we are magnetized to each other, and the soul tribes are coming back together to create exciting and unique things together. This is also the time to be courageous and end the old and unhappy relationships that we have outgrown. You can tell when the karma is complete and when it is time to move forward with new people and new purpose. Relationships formed and cultivated in this new energy are to help each of you become stronger and more supported. They should allow more consciousness in your lives and be fully supported in joy and the freedom to be your true self. Remember that through all the energy and the changes, we are each being called to become bridges between the old consciousness and the new consciousness. We are the rainbow bridges, as we agreed to come to this beautiful planet to connect heaven to earth. Let us bring hope, light, and beauty. Let us venture into new horizons never experienced before. This is the time to dream the reality we want to see in this world. The sun's powerful energy is assisting you in creating all of the magic that you can envision. Use your meditation time now to create inner spiritual growth and access your creativity. Our most enlightened work could manifest now as we choose to connect our divine selves. So let's do a process together now that embodies that which we all are seeking. Let's envision ourselves now standing in a beautiful meadow, looking up to see the most beautiful rainbow that you have ever seen. Feel the majesty and the beauty of this rainbow. As we see the colors, we know in our hearts that this is the symbol of what we all want to do and be. The rainbow brings us peace and a deep feeling of love. Breathe in the rainbow light. Move into your heart and take some nice deep breaths. See the rainbow mist entering your body now and swirling inward. Allow the rainbow mist to permeate every cell of your body. When we consciously breathe light into our bodies, we can move into the resonant field of our true selves. Breathe again. Feel yourself becoming lighter. Feel the rainbow light stimulating you and connecting you to those qualities that you truly love about yourself. Say silently with me, "I am kind. I am compassionate. I am powerful. I am empowered. I am unconditional love. I am light. I am source-like." And now, another deep breath, bringing in more rainbow light into your body. I am source-like. When we fully realize that we are all children of source light and fully accept this notion, this energy goes out into the morphic resonant field, and then the morphic resonant field responds. It sends back to us all of the divine qualities of source, of kindness and forgiveness and unconditional love. This transforms us. This is a true shift in consciousness. And it can return you to being yourself in just a moment. Acceptance is the key. You have to trust, and you do have to let go. All then can become source light. Once more now, take a deep breath, bringing in more rainbow source light, and ask yourself, "Am I living a life of peace? Am I demonstrating in my life how to live a peaceful life? Am I committed to live as a demonstration of what I want to see happen around the world?" When you commune directly with your soul and source light, you agree to gather as a force of peace, and that is light. You cannot really ask others in good conscience to do something that you have not yet done yourself. We encourage each of you to consciously be the change that you want to see in the world. So let's do that right now together as a collective field of love. Each of us participating in our own personal and unique way, holding peace in our hearts and in our actions. Let us use our life force now to join with the others, to hold the peace in our own being, sending a ripple effect out into our community and then out into the neighboring communities and into the world, knowing that together, joined in love, we make a difference. And now visualize, close your eyes, What does your world of peace look like? See it. Feel it. Know it is real because you declare it so. I know we would all wish for a world filled with goodness for all. A world where everyone would just love. A world that would be laced with forgiveness and filled to the rim with a hope for a shiny future. Blue skies and clean oceans. It would be a place filled with happy endings to every story. With true love, miracles, laughter, and undiluted joy. Take a moment to visualize your peaceful world now, knowing you are joining with many others worldwide that share your vision of freedom, support, and unconditional love for all life everywhere. Beloved ones, be love in every aspect of your life. We are the Dolphins, and we love you so much. Namaste.